Oh boy.
We have an original bit for today. And I don't know where
Cora.
Someone doing a dance where
we're working.
Shakes his head from side to side.
Unlike everybody else today, we're actually working.
You don't think we've been working for 3 hours?
No, I don't.
Hey, I'm the hardest working guy up at the ticket.
Cobra.
I wake up early every morning.
You know what? Just stop while you're
I work 6 days a week.
I have a cappuccino.
He does work Saturday.
You show up to work at like 7:05, and you leave at 9:45.
That's not true.
You work for 2 hours.
You got
hours,
the leaving time right.
You work for 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Although, weren't you late Saturday?
Yes, I was.
Check your email today?
No, not today.
Probably need to.
How about your dried email?
Well, I guess we've proven that line four guy is not Gordo.
Yes.
Which has been alleged many times.
There's a follow-up email you need to...
A follow-up from whom?
From people.
From person.
Maybe it's time to...
Is it from Catman?
Maybe.
Well, they went higher.
Maybe it's time to check the e-bag.
Right here on the air?
Might not be a good idea.
Turn your head and cough.
So wait, no, tell me who it's from. Who is the email from?
Initials.
I honestly don't know. I haven't checked.
I don't know what I'm talking about
either. Okay, who are the initials?
You're fine.
Well, today is December 15th.
Oh, wait, I thought we had handled this whole issue yesterday.
I think Danny's fibbing. There is no other email.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Is he?
Danny, I think you've done a great job today, by the way.
No, thanks, Bob. I've really worked my ass off.
Because I don't want to launch into my...
Launch?
Yes,
gross.
Reason.
Toilet?
Why I went to the wrong location. Because I think it would...
It's amazing, Bob. When you have Frodo as your producer, I walked in today in the meeting room. There's a full run sheet already printed out. There's stories stapled to it.
Little buffet.
Sports stories.
Absolutely shocking.
It's great.
How thorough he is. I mean, the run sheet is in, like, color copy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like it is when I work for the hard line, right?
No, it's already done.
Huh?
It's done. Like, I showed
up... Look at all these stories. I didn't even know about this
one. It was in my mailbox. Yeah.
Do you really need some...
And there's like 20 stories.
Honestly, though, do you really need some hack producer programming your show? What the hell?
Yes. Frito is now vaulted to the best producer at the ticket because of today.
Did Frito do a Norm montage, though?
That's what happens when your wife is...
Of course.
...pitching a loaf with the door open.
Of course, Frito totally erased funny bit that George recorded first.
Hey, save that. Save it.
So how does that rank him, then?
Yeah, he just fell to the bottom.
Oh, he's with me.
Let's do the snake dance.
Best producer at the ticket, I still maintain.
Big Dick Hunter.
Is Big Dick?
Yeah.
He's a show host.
That's what Gordo says he should be doing, is producing.
Gordon?
Well, I mean, he's a great producer. More than that. That's where his natural talent lies.
What a backhanded compliment
that
is.
That's what I was saying.
God.
That's like, hey, Danny's a good guitar, or for a bass player, he's a good guitar player, or whatever.
As well.
What?
Oh, you heard me.
All right, Jubb is here.
Really?
We can start Wiley Doesn't Suck.
All right.
Are you here, Jubb?
Yeah.
Funny bit? Thumbs up?
Yeah, we got somebody else.
High five? Top Gun high five?
Hey, George, I just want you to know that I was complimenting Big Dick Hunter, and they wouldn't let me.
He said that...
Well, it sounds like it was backhanded. It
wasn't backhanded.
That he was a good talk show host for a producer.
No, yeah. He just said he's the best producer at the ticket.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
He What's
should
wrong
be.
With that?
You said he should be producing instead of show hosting.
No, I'm right. For any guy
you said
who
that's
wants
where
to...
his real talents lie.
That is where his real talent lies.
Okay,
leave,
well.
Leave the show hosting to the Musketeers, you said.
No, I never said that. I
never
said
Musketeers,
that.
But there's five of them.
So today's December 15th. On this day,
I wish I had Norm's time slot.
Add two to three.
On this day in 1890, Sioux Indian chief Sitting Bull and 11 others were killed.
Do we have to do this?
Man. What? Which part? Which part don't you care about? This part?
I think you guys should just talk and have fun and don't worry about birthdays.
All right.
I know, but we're in midday.
I mean, who cares about structure?
Mediocre radio.
That's fine. Here's Danny for fun.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, hi, you're on the ticket.
No, we're not doing that. No, I liked why today doesn't suck.
Yeah, Come Danny, on. Don't defeat it. Anus?
I like this.
What'd you call me? A what?
Dill?
Hey, Dill.
Hey. Listen, if y'all are going to do Why Today Doesn't Suck, I'm going to sit here and respond like Reiner during a marathon running segment.
Oh, dear.
Mic off.
Penis.
Oh, gosh.
Did you find that odd, Gordon?
Yes, and boy, you guys busted him on the air, too. You didn't let him get away with it.
No.
Why does he do that?
You know what one of the funniest bits you guys have done?
It's not about me.
Well, you know what I told Kat?
If Corby had have, like, quit or he got injured, he would have been all over that segment. Like, if Corby had failed at the marathon or had a cup of pee poured on him, then Reiner would have been all over it.
That happened at marathons a lot?
You've obviously never been.
I guess so.
I thought a funny bit you guys did was, what was Reiner thinking? It was during a story. A guy was telling the story about 9/11. How people were jumping out windows and stuff.
It was Ken, wasn't
it? Laid out on the whole thing.
That was pretty funny.
No, it was Rhett Miller.
Oh, Rhett, yeah.
Yeah. It was just funny how you chose that, because you could kind of barely hear that in the background. And
right.
You hear Reiner's wackiness.
Maybe we'll revisit it.
No one loves the what people are thinking kind of humor more than Dan McDowell.
You know my favorite bit ever.
Bradley from Sales.
Is that it?
Yeah.
A one-off character.
Or the
leading statement guy. His recorder.
Yeah.
Love Norm's recorder.
Norm's recorder. Did we ever do that with Norm?
Hate that.
Yeah.
See, everything I love that you guys have done, I heard on the archives when we used to have archives.
Yeah.
Because that's when I used to listen to the Musers.
Hate that.
Back before I was thinking Drop Page Radio. Back before that was just two alternating emergency breaks. Every break, all day, for months.
Now it's like two alternating spots, I think.
And a chorus snake
drop.
Know.
All right, yes. Hey, my little action figure that I teased is Hibby, the HIV positive blood drop. We have him out here at Cinemark.
You know what Gordon's action figures were this weekend? They were Shemale Claudia and...
what was the other one?
Shemale Claudia, there were three. Shemale Claudia, Johnny Rapist.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Today we met Niecy.
And what was the other one, Gordon, we were talking about?
The half car, half human.
What was that?
Niecy, half car, half human.
That was a character today.
Sitting on Bob's lap. Right.
Was that in the Nissan spot?
Sitting on Bob's lap.
Yeah. Just in the shape of a kiss casket.
Right.
How'd we do, George?
From what I heard, it was funny.
Did you hear our Baptist wedding talk?
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. I heard what the first segment was about what happened during your wedding.
Which wedding?
Gordon claimed that he had a
kiss casket at his wedding. When they exchanged their vows, they got into the casket.
It was open on the bottom half, so all they saw, the congregation saw his moon rising. They consummated their marriage.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable that'd be, just sitting in the pew, just waiting for this to be over with?
Waiting for Gordo to call his shot.
Oh man.
Well, you know how Gordon consummated his own wedding.
This is not true.
Yes,
this
it
was
is.
An unfortunate joke that my father-in-law overheard.
With Danny's bass player?
At the after party. Danny's consummated many a marriages with his bass player. No, I made a joke. This was really uncomfortable. This actually happened. This is a true story.
You made an uncomfortable
this
joke.
This is how he consummated his wedding.
It's not how I did consummate it. I made a joke about the consummation that my father-in-law, here he is. He's only been my father-in-law for 2 hours. And we had this party at Mix on Lower Greenwood, which is this, you know, little bar, little Whoa. Neighborhood bar.
Huh? Huh?
Me?
And, no, not Mickey's. Oh, what a beating that would be.
God. Oh, so it's not a party.
Oh, you want a whiskey sour, huh? Right. Oh, now you want a drink.
Yeah. Right? Right?
No one goes up and orders anything because it's too much, too crazy.
They're just napping on the table.
Oh, man. No, so we're standing up at the bar, and who was I talking to? I was talking to Junior.
Mm-hmm. Jer.
And somebody else.
Freedom.
And they were asking me, you know, hey, when are you going to consummate and all that kind of stuff? And I said, well, we did in the limo on the way over here.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, we pulled off to the side of the road. And the black limo driver crawled in the back.
Wait, it gets worse.
And it was
while you did something else.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't even involved in it really.
Yeah,
I was sitting on the other side of the limo, just watching, just kind of eyes half glazed over, just kind of lazily looking, while the limo driver.
And that's how the marriage was consummated.
And so I make this joke, and I look behind me, and my father-in-law is staring right at me.
Oh, my God.
It was
high
so
five him?
Tense.
High five. Oh, high man. Five.
Well, did he say anything?
Just uncomfortable
or
silence.
Did he just ignore you?
No, he was just standing there twiddling his nipple ring.
That's just how I did it.
What?
That's just how I did it with her mother. I think you're the best right. Up in the air.
Chip off the old block.
All right, so anyway. What are we doing?
What else happened on this date?
Fourth.
George, you want to be buried in
this
the
date?
Casket?
No. I'll leave that alone.
1 year ago today, Strom Thurmond's family acknowledged that
he wants to be buried in a
he had a mixed
casket.
Race daughter.
Is he?
You guys ever get into that?
Is Strom Thurmond alive?
No, he was buried in a kiss casket.
Struggling.
Would you stop cheapening the life of Dimebag Daryl?
Don't
not.
Cheapen
we're
the life
saying that that's
of
a good
dime
thing.
Bag.
So we're saying it's a good thing, and George that's needs good. To be buried in a fix casket. With Cy Kernan's mug on the side.
You know, there would only be one sale of a fixed casket in the entire world.
Well, what about you getting that's buried right. in the outfield casket?
Yeah.
Your favorite band.
And I'm stuck in a docking casket.
What about Corby buried in that crocus casket?
I think it would be funny is they're parading Gordon's outfield casket down and Josie's on a vacation far away, cranked out of the speakers.
Have they marketed the roadside couch casket?
No.
How are they doing?
It's too uncomfortable.
It's dark. Not bad. They just played a talent show.
And they
the high school talent show.
Like they're doing great.
Struggling.
Not quite Regis, but
not quite the Letterman show or anything.
What about Bob being buried in the Green Bay helmet?
He'd do it.
Buried in the Green Bay. How did you hear that, Giorgio?
No.
Yeah, Bob's gonna be buried in a Green Bay Packers helmet. And I'm going to put in his original teeth, so he's going to look like
these
one of those
are my original.
Those little Quiznos creatures, those weird creatures on that ad.
Embalm him with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
And have eye black on. But, of course, don't forget the ticket Bitmobile casket arriving.
Hey, that I want to do. I really think we should do a casket that has its
on one
no
side.
Way.
On one side, you have George, Craig, and Gordo. And on the other side, Mike and Greg and Corby, and then Susan on the top.
Ticket chicks haven't worked here since 96.
Michelle, the red-haired ticket chick.
Now, I've had that one on the top before.
I heard that.
Huh? Do what?
Hey, high five.
High five.
Top Gun, high five.
That's what
high
I'm talking five. About.
Well, see you later.
Well, see you later. High five.
All right. So who was turning what?
Strom Thurmond. Killed
he's
his
dead.
Mixed-race kid today, didn't he?
He killed himself because of a mixed-race kid?
No, he admitted
kid?
To it.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's why today
Tyler?
Doesn't suck.
Oh. So,
we
Strom
didn't have any
Thurmond killed
today?
Himself?
This is not a bad segment, but you guys have
hey,
messed
George,
it up because it's just a audio orgy now.
George, did you hear the rant segment about what kind of Christmas decorations we're going to put up?
No.
Well, we got to talking about Santa being an anti-Semite.
Why?
Because he doesn't deliver to the poor Jewish kids.
Oh, that's
there
true.
There are no poor Jewish kids.
Hey.
Wow.
And then for some reason,
the idea for a genius
to put out in front of my house, we were going to have...
dead hanging Santa, and I forget why.
Oh, wow.
But we're going to build there's going to be scaffolding, and he's going to have a noose around his neck, but his hands are going to be tied behind his back.
Stop it, Groobs. Jeez.
The scaffold door is going to be swung open, not at the bottom. And he's just going to be lazily swinging back and forth with his eyes closed.
Wow.
And he's going to have a big sign down below that says Joy to the World.
But written like the J is backwards, you know, and just kind of off. So what about the circulating blood aquarium that we have where blood is constantly... Groobs!
Yeah, we also wanted to have a blood aquarium.
What's wrong with Groobs?
Line four guy.
What would you do with a blood aquarium?
Where blood is constantly, like, dripping out of his eyes. No, he has a stigmata, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot he had stigmata, too. So he's dead hanging Santa with stigmata. And then, of course, there's all the flowers out by my front fence that young Latin American Catholics come by and...
Oh, dead Santa.
And candles. And
stop it, Groobs.
Why are Mexicans so fascinated by anything that bleeds?
Uh-oh. I'm hunting for a little Mexican girl.
Grego.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
Well, that's Corby Davidson.
Okay. I'm just saying, notice that, you know, whenever... I can't do this. What is happening?
It's not me.
And also, we're going to have a little speaker in Santa's pants. Those sounds keep coming out.
Dead hanging.
So you and Bob have fun?
There's Santa.
Hey, kids.
Bob, did you get into the NHL owners rejecting that?
Pull my finger and get a Christmas gift.
Did you guys do that today?
We did almost an hour on the NHL labor situation today.
Cool.
I did hear, I turned it on.
So we don't have to do it tomorrow.
The first thing I heard when I turned it on was Gordon, like 100% fired up over the Drew Henson.
I know.
Like freaking out.
Well,
like
I was.
Ripping Mickey.
I thought he was doing a bit, so I tried to get us back to shtick.
I believe we have all questions for Mickey today, boy.
Don't we have audio of Santa falling off the roof?
Why is he on the phone?
I believe line four guy has an Enco.
Why does he say Ryan's?
Well, he's killing us, too.
The high five.
Look at the time.
High
what time
five. Is it?
We got to go.
3:14.
Right. You want us to hang around for another segment?
You guys have fun.
Yes.
No, we can stay for another segment.
No, you're good.
No, we can hang out.
No,
sure.
You're really good.
Go to break.
You've had enough air time.
No, I need more airtime. I'm trying to get some good audition tape.
Oh, God.
You've had enough. We'll just replay that opening segment.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks to Cinemark.
See you later.
Hey.
Well.
Well.
See you later.
All right.
Fill it to your face.